I'll go ahead and get on off of here because they ought to be starting pretty soon. So this is KB3 WQI,
monitoring via Echolink.
Welcome to the N3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, Echolink node 84345.
Welcome to the N3HF Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an Echolink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Okay, we're going to give it just a few more minutes here, let some more folks check in. So just stand by, everyone. We'll be back to you in just a moment. KB3MXN. Okay, welcome everyone. This is the September Echolink for the MDC section. My name is Marty. My call sign is Kilowatt Bravo 3 Mike X-Ray Mike, the Maryland DC section manager. I'd like to welcome each and all of you here this evening, and for those who are both on Echolink and those that are joining us through the repeater system. A couple of rules of the road. Remember, Echolink is just that. It takes a little while for everything to echo through, so we like to give good long breaks between stations announcing. So when it's your turn to come on, just give it a few seconds. Let the repeaters reset. Also, we are connected to almost all of Maryland, and we have some guests from overseas with us this evening, too. Alistair, Zulu, Sierra, Juan, Oscar, Kilo, you'll see on your screen. Alistair likes to record our sessions and uses them at his club for doing very much the same that we're doing here. So we have guests on board tonight. Let's use our manners and let's give each other plenty of time. I'll be started with the news in just a moment. Also, we should all thank Mr. John, WB3GXW. We want to thank him always for his help and support of amateur radio and here with the Maryland section and his Echolink servers. As you know, John participates in many activities and he should be very proud of this system here, which is available to all of us, as well as the National Traffic System, the amateur radio emergency services, and clubs. That includes sometimes we have chat sessions on here, and if you're familiar with Echolink, it's a wealth of information because there's so many other places to go and listen to what's going on. The National Hurricane Center is here. The Red Cross is here. It's an excellent system, and I thank John for all his support. And if you don't think it's hard, try to be a PSYOP on anything. It'll change your mind overnight. Okay, we've got a few other stations checking as we get started here. Again, my name is Marty. I live in Owings Mills, Maryland, northwest of Baltimore, in Baltimore County. My call sign is Kilowatt Bravo 3 Mike X-Ray Mike, and I'm the Maryland DC section manager. Also, you have an entire DC section staff here to support you. I would recommend that if you have not had a chance to go out to the Maryland DC website, that you do so. You can find that at www.arrl-mdc.net, I think it is, .org. I think it's .org. All right. So go out there and check out for your Maryland section. Your assistant section manager, Brownie, KZ3AB, is the news editor. He does an absolutely fantastic job getting all the bits and pieces together and bakes up a great section news for all of us to read. If you have not, and I recommend that you do so, sign up to get the email version sent to your email inbox. You can also find it on the Maryland DC website. The news is also there. Break. And for those who are Facebookers, if you're a Facebook person, there is a Facebook page for the Maryland DC section. Information is put there, as well as Twitter. You can find us at, that's the at symbol, MDCARRL. Again, that's the at symbol, MDCARRL. And as I said, you can go to the Maryland section site, which is www.arrl-mdc.net. Or you can find us on the ARRL.org website. Just look for Maryland-DC. Put that in the search and press the go button, and you'll go right to the Maryland DC page. Break. Each month we are joined by many repeater systems throughout the area. Some of them are here tonight. I'll just mention a few. I'll mention them all. The KAJU-JAI repeater system through KB3CMA repeater 442.3 out of Annapolis. The WB3GXW system 147.225. All of this is in your newsletter. The W3ICF in Frederick. The November 3 Hotel Foxtrot-R in Silver Spring-L in Ocean City. The K3CAL in Sutherland, Maryland. The W3SMR in Brandywine. You might hear the November 3 Romeo Oscar out of Frederick County. The W3SMD link system out of St. Mary's. And the K3GMR system out of Chevrolet. And I think we also was joined tonight by a Gateway to Southern Maryland, Kilo Bravo 3 Fox Whiskey Whiskey. So good repeaters to get on in your area. Try that out. Break. All right, another repeater's time to catch up there. All right, let's talk about what's happening in your section. The Columbia Amateur Radio Association, CARA, has been asked to support the first Patapsco Trail Fest, which is a combined bike event and marathon, this weekend, the 17th and 18th. Information can be found in your section news. The event will be is being organized by the same group that has done it in the past, as set up on the Patapsco 100 Mountain Bike Race and the Patapsco Epic Bike Event. So if you're familiar with those, you'll be familiar with these. They'll need radio operators at checkpoints in several places within the Patapsco Valley State Park. If you've never been there, it's a really, really nice park in Baltimore County, Carroll County, Howard County, right around that area. All right, for more information about this, you should go to the Maryland section news that I just mentioned, and you'll find the details all on how to get involved. Break. Also coming up next Wednesday night at 7:30 is the HF Hospital Net. That net is run by Miss Wanda, Kilo Alpha 3 Alpha Hotel India. Starts at 7:30 on HF, 75 meters on 3520. And there's information in the section news, and an email went out to everyone reminding them of the hospital net. Come and join them. The PG Aries is there to support you with net control and the hospitals as well. All right, moving down the list real quick before another break, we have the Run for the Lighthouse for communication support, September the 25th. At the Anne Arundel Amateur Radio Club will be coordinating the Run for the Lighthouse Half Marathon on Sunday, the 25th of September. Operators are needed on site by 7 a.m. The event should be over by noon. More information can be found in the section news. Yes, I'm sorry, 3820. What did I say? Yeah, I probably didn't say that. Al, thank you. 3820 for the lighthouse. I mean, for the hospital net. All right, so that's the lighthouse support break. This is Kilowatt Bravo 3, Mike, X-Ray Mike, Section Manager for Maryland, D.C. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Section EchoLink Net. Continuing on with events in our area, we have for Prince George's Aries is supporting the 2016 Prince George's County Volunteer Fire and Rescue Squad Association parade again this year on the what do I have here? October the 1st, Saturday. Okay, so get out there and help them. Get a hold of your Prince George's folks. Give them a hand with their event. They will meet at the Branchville, that's Branchville Volunteer Fire Company at 8 a.m. Okay, get a hold of them, and so you can help them out. Also, we've got the CARA Fest, the Columbia Amateur Radio Association, October 9th. The CARA Fest on Sunday, October 9th. Also, let me take a break, stand by. We also have VE session in Laurel, Maryland. Laurel, Maryland, just off of 95-295 between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, Maryland. The address is 384 Main Street. That's 384 Main Street at the Women's Club of Laurel. Testing will be tomorrow from 9 until, but they're very efficient. They say it's only going to be like 9 to 10 or so for all tech, general, and extra. As you know, the Laurel VE, no charge. Time to upgrade. Time to upgrade. All right, one more event I'd like to tell you about. If you've never been here, this is the place to go. I'm telling you, I've been there twice. The St. Mary's Amateur Radio Association 4th Annual Tailgate Fest is Saturday, October the 22nd, 8 to noon. It's short and sweet. It really is. The Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department Bingo Hall. They've got this huge parking lot. I'm telling you, where this thing is located in Southern Maryland, it's going to grow very quickly. And it's very popular right now. Let me tell you, plenty of room down there. Go down and meet those folks and tell Boz, B-O-Z, tell Boz I said hi when you go. You'll find it at Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department Bingo Hall in Hollywood, Maryland, is the St. Mary's Amateur Radio Association 4th Annual Tailgate on October 22nd. Break. And then on October the 23rd is the Mason-Dixon Ham Fest. It's right here on right near Upper Coe, Maryland, just north of Reisterstown at the end of I-795, which comes off of the beltway around Baltimore, I-795 to the end. Go straight, and after you go through the first traffic light, the second one, hang a left, and it's only a few miles up there. It will be at the Sportsman Hall Skating Ring. That's a roller skating. Yeah, I know, roller skating. Roller skating ring, you can't miss it, is the Mason-Dixon Ham Fest, Sunday, October the 23rd. Information can be found in the section news break. All right, this is a biggie, and it needs a lot of attention. You might have seen it recently in your ARRL announcements that come out, your newsletter that comes to your doorstep and email. This is the Marine Corps Marathon. And it's being held this year, as it does every year, Sunday, October the 30th. Amateur radio volunteers will provide communication support for the 41st, that's 4-1, running of the Marine Corps Marathon. Starting near Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, passing many of the monuments, hence the name, the Marathon of Monuments, back into Virginia, finishing after 26 and a half miles. At the Marine Corps War Memorial in Arlington, Virginia. Your help is needed. This is a huge event. Sign up. Information on how to sign up can be found in the section news. It's a two-part process. You have to do both. You first have to go to the Marine Corps or the MCMHAM.org site and get registered. And then after you're done with that, you'll go to the MCM registration and get registered there so you can help. Stand by. All right, this is Kilo Bravo 3, Mike X-Ray Mike. I see we have some guests on the list. We'll get to you in just a moment. Give me just a few more seconds here to go through the rest of my list, and we'll get to you in just a moment. Also in October, on the weekend of the 4th and the 5th. I'm sorry, not the 4th and the 5th. I mean on the 1st and the 2nd. Is the Maryland, D.C. Simulated Emergency Test. For us in Maryland, D.C., this is an opportunity for you to test your point-to-point communications. Information can be found in the section news. This is where we're using WinLink and Nivis on HF to communicate with other stations and your section emergency coordinator, Jim. His call sign is WB3KAS, and you'll be able to communicate by sending radio traffic to his system and peer-to-peer to others. Information about this can be found, again, in the section news. Great. All right. Look what we've done. I want you all to congratulate yourselves, pat yourselves on the back, or any ham you may see. Congratulations for your combined effort on H.R. 1301, the Parity Act. So the decision's been made after going through the subcommittees for it to go and get passed at the House and then on to the Senate. So you need to get hold of your congressional representatives and let them know that you want them to vote positive, want them to give the yay, not nay vote, the yay vote on 1301. The League sent out an email to its members. You can do it very easily. They have a link there. I did it. They say it takes 2 minutes. It takes 1 minute. You click on the link. You fill your information. You say send, and off it goes. You have no excuse now. You and all hams should do this. We're a huge organization in Maryland, over 11,000 hams in Maryland, D.C. Let's try to get everybody to sign a letter and get it off to them so they'll know. And then I'm just going to give a couple 30 seconds here. So League membership, I know, is not cheap. But if you count, there's over 65 services that being a member of ARRL provides you. It provides only members. And if you look at those carefully, you'll find there's some benefit in all of that. And if you are a member and you're not getting your just due, that is, if you're not using all of those different benefits, you should. So membership is very important, and it also gives you an opportunity and gives the League an opportunity to speak in one voice and get the word out to everyone when it comes to amateur radio and all the services it provides and all the community support it provides. So I would encourage anyone who can to please join. Great. All right, that should be enough time for the repeaters. We've got quite a list here we're going to go through in just a second. So first of all, I want to tell you that our ARES membership increased again this month. We're over 500, so get involved in ARES wherever you're at, and emergency communications as well. Don't forget, that's important. We've had a couple of close calls here in Maryland, a couple of close calls and a couple of unfortunate events with the tornadoes in Howard County and out towards the 70 area, and also the very bad flood through Ellicott City are just to name a few. Okay, so you all have radios, and you should be able to use them. Situational awareness is so important, so get involved in ARES. All right, let's see. I don't have anything else on my list right now. Well, let's go through the roster from the top down. First of all, I'd like to invite any section staff that's on tonight. Go ahead and give me your call sign, please.
A, B, 3, J, Q, Q.
3 Yankee, Victor, Quebec.
Okay, we have W3YVQ, Father Al, Section Traffic Manager and Assistant Section Manager. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. We'll get your report here in just a moment. Starting at the top of the list, Milford, November 3, Whiskey, Yankee Golf. Milford, how about a few words? Do you have anything to add? Go ahead. All right, we don't hear Milford. Let me jump down the list here. I see Paul, Golf 3, Sierra Echo Alpha. You know, Paul, I look at my 24-hour clock here, my friend. It's the middle of the night over there. Would you like to say a few words here on our net? Go right ahead. This is KB3MXM. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger, but you're wrong on that. This is G3SEA stroke KH6. Honolulu, aloha. It's only 220, what is it? 2:25 p.m. here, so I know I'm the odd man out on the East Coast. We've had a couple of scares here with Hurricane Madeleine, which brushed the south of the Big Island, and then Hurricane Lester that went north of us caused a lot of rain. And the last 2 weeks we've had last two days, torrential rain on Maui, landslides, mudslides there, real mess, and torrential rain on Oahu. So not so good. Back to net from G3SEA/KH6.
Okay, very good. Well, you got me on that one. But very good, Paul. Thank you for joining us. And yes, you're absolutely right there. I was definitely watching those storms out in the Pacific area, pass by the island. So be safe out there, please, indeed. And thank you for joining us this evening. That's Paul, Golf 3 Sierra Echo Alpha / Kilo Hotel 6 in Hawaii. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see. I will definitely give Alistair, if he's listening, Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo. He usually records us, but I'll give him a chance, if he's there, to say a few words on our net. Go ahead. All right. Let's go back to Milford. He said he missed his musical chairs in Milford. I'm sorry. Okay. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. No problem. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in sunny downtown Bowie. Well, not quite so sunny here. Not quite as sunny it is where Paul's at, anyhow. Not much going on. I have about three things going on the computer, and I hit the wrong button. So you got to watch the buttons, I guess. But with that, I have nothing else really for the net. Enjoyed it so far, Marty. So I'll pass it back. KB3MXM in the group. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, Milford. See, that's exactly the right. So it's Milford and Bowie and call sign. How's that work? Or call sign in Milford and Bowie. Okay? So that's important. So we all know, we get a good idea where everyone's coming from. Let's go down to Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey Quebec, India. Go ahead, Ed. All right, we'll come back to Ed. How about WB3GXW, Mr. John? A few words if you're there, sir.
Good evening, everybody. This is WB3GXW. All is well. Keeping things going. Thanks for the kind words. And there was a question posed via text about the WB3GXW-L. And I responded on text, but in case anybody who might be listening on RF... another node that I put up, finally got it established permanently, and it supports the Maryland Emergency Phone Net and the National Traffic System and their net. Now, one other thing for you, Marty, I see a new station here. We might want to get in touch with these folks. Let me get a pause. The call is Whiskey X-Ray 3 Mary Dash R in Frostburg, Maryland. So I do not know. Sorry about that. I do not know what repeater that's on, but that certainly would be some positive coverage that we need up there. Back to net control. Over.
Okay, I agree, John. I agree. All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing the information about the Dash L link system. Very good. And I'll definitely mention the Whiskey X-Ray 3 Mic Dash R when I go through the repeater list looking for additional stations. Thank you very much. All right, let's move down to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, Mr. Chris, a few words, please.
Well, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the conference tonight. I'm glad to be back here. I've been away for some months. Due to a family situation, so it's good to be back on the conference. And we'll just say the Baltimore Traffic Net continues to welcome new hams to the hobby, and we have net control positions available and traffic training is available. All you need to do is get a hold of our website, baltimoretraffic.net, or send me an email at ab3wg@arrl.net, and we'll be happy to afford you of those opportunities. So thanks for running the net, Marty. Fine job as always. We'll send it back to you, AB3WG.
All right, very good, Chris. And the Baltimore traffic net comes out of Shawsville on the 145.33 repeater at 18:30. That's 6:30 for you that don't know what 18:30 is. 6:30 each evening with a net control, and it's the local traffic net. All right, very good. Let's see. As I'm doing a couple of things here, I do need a station manager. I need somebody to be running the booth. All right, let's move down to some of our repeaters and get some more of our hams checked in. Do we have anyone on the KA2JAI repeater system? Your call sign, please.
Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee Yankee. Your handle here is Walt. Bravo 3, Kilo. November 3, Victor Bravo, Japan. Northeast Coordinator for Skywarn, Vice President, Aero Amateur Radio Club. No traffic.
All right, very good. Thank you for all of you for checking in there. Let's go to Walt, Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee Yankee. Go ahead, sir. You have a few words for us this evening.
This is Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee Yankee. Handle here's Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima. Been listening to the net from Whiteford, Maryland, and right now I'm down in near the jumper hole area on Route 2. So I've been listening to it the whole time coming off of the Annapolis repeater. It has very good coverage, and the repeater's doing quite well. No traffic necessarily for the net. Just dropped sons off at a training camp up at the Broad Creek Scout Reservation and headed home down to Annapolis by Sandy Point State Park.
Okay, Bill, very good. I know where all those places are. Wow. That's what happens when you go all around for field day. You get to know some of these places. Very good, Bill. Thank you. Let's go down to KB3KWT, Mr. Paul. Any words for us this evening, sir?
Marty, no comments tonight.
All right, that's Mr. Paul. Thank you very much. And how about Mr. Jerry, N3VBJ, Arrows and Northeast Coordinator for Skywarn. Any words for us this evening?
Good evening to everyone on the net. Just happened to pass through here. And, remember about a quarter after that the net was on, and figured we'd pop in here. Skywarn will be starting its classes probably in October again with hurricane season winding down. We'll begin our basics classes again, tropical, convection, winter, and flooding again. So keep an eye on the Skywarn pages. Go to your local National Weather Service and click on the Skywarn tab and you'll see the list of classes here in your area. And get out and get yourself trained and you can become a trained spotter. And with that, we'll turn it back to Ned here. Ain't much happening here. I'm working from home this weekend. We're currently working a truck race up at Chicagoland, so of course we'll be hanging out at Big Sky Park tomorrow with the Aero. And it's going to be a good time in amateur radio here. Back to Ned and 3BBJ.
All right, very good, Jerry. Thank you. Do I have any other stations checked in on WB3GXW out of Calverton? Any stations checked in down there?
Welcome to the N3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
That couldn't have been a better timed. I was just going to say, do we have anyone on the EchoLink node in Ocean City that's coming to us via N3HF? That's the 443.45 system down there. Anyone checking in from there? Your call sign, please. All right, let's go all the way in the other direction. A Whiskey X-Ray 3 mic. Whiskey X-Ray 3 mic. Do we have anyone checking in on that system to the Maryland DC section EchoLink net? This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, and looking for any stations with Whiskey X-Ray 3 mic. Your call signs, please.
I misspoke, Marty. They're not connected currently. I didn't take the liberty of connecting. We've got to contact them and get permission and find out what you know, what the frequency is, et cetera, over.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, let's continue on here. Thanks for that. How about Silver Spring, November 3 HF, November 3 HF, dash R out of Silver Spring. Any stations there?
This is Whiskey 3 Delta Charlie Alpha in Montgomery County. Name is Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I doubled with you. Give me your call sign again.
Yep, Whiskey 3, Delta, Charlie, Alpha.
Wow, W3DCA. You're not like a pilot or something, are you? Okay. Thanks, Mike, for checking in. W3DCA. Do you have a few words for us while you have the mic in or EchoLink button in hand?
Yeah, I'm just attending a one. I haven't been on the net probably in several years. I just wanted to say hello. I'm not very active these days, but I did want to make one comment in terms of public safety. We just stood up a new repeater in Washington, D.C., and so it's on 2 meters. It's a shared repeater with another co-channel repeater, but it's available for public safety. It's going to be used, or excuse me, public service. It's going to be used for the Marine Corps Marathon, and I just wanted to pass on the frequency. It's pair is 147. That's 147.27, and it's probably not anybody's directory yet because it just came on the air this month.
Okay, Mike. Well, that's good news. And if anyone's down that way, maybe give some reports to the repeater folks. Now, the question is, Mike, is there a PL tone on that repeater at all?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just the 100.0 tone. It's it has pretty good coverage. It's in a pretty high spot in D.C., so folks should be able to access it from anywhere in downtown with an HT. So just wanted to pass that along. Yep, so that's all I have. This is W3DCA. Standing by.
Okay, Mike, very good, very good. Well, as you guys get your, as they say, your feet under you and things start rolling along well, we'd like to have you guys join us here. Maybe you get it linked up with the EchoLink at some point. And after you get, of course, once you get that all done, John here, WB3GXW, is the guru at doing that, so you might want to just reach out and touch base with him. All right, great signal. Thank you very much. All right, let's move on to W3ICF. Philip, anything from your side of the woods in Frederick?
W3ICF on the FARG 14673 repeater. Everything's about the same up this way. Great net tonight, Marty. You're doing a fabulous job. W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, I do definitely need like a station manager behind the glass here to be pointing at me every time I need to do something. Let's move down to K3CAL. K3CAL. Anyone want to join us through the K3CAL repeater system? Go ahead. All right, let's move on to the W3SMR Brandywine. Do we have any stations checking in there? All right, nothing there. How about Frederick County? I didn't see November 3 RO, but I'll check anyway. Anyone there? And how about St. Mary's? We've got, let's go down to, what did I say it was? Whiskey? There it is. Southern Maryland. KB3FWW. Anyone checking in from that side of town through the KB3FWW system? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KB3FWW. EC for St. Mary's County. Name is Ray Romeo Alpha Yankee. Running a simplex node in Great Mills, Maryland. Looking forward to seeing everybody that's on the net at the Tailgate Fest in October. Hope to meet all of you. This is KB3FWW back to net control.
Okay, Ray, well, you're sounding good up this way, my friend, and keep up the good work. Simplex mode out of Great Mills in there, and thank you very much for all of the work you're doing down there as the EC, and appreciate all your help in joining us this evening. All right, we've got two more to do, and then we're going through the rest of the list here. WI3N. Mr. Jim will be up next as soon as I finish the last two. Do we have anybody coming through on the K3GMR repeater system? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard. Let's take a repeater break. We go to WI3N, and then we'll go over to W3YVQ for our traffic report for the section. I know we're running out of time here, folks. We'll try to get everybody in. All right, first to Jim, and then to Father Al. WI3N, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. This is WI3N. Just a few notes here. I see NI3C link is on here. He's our Laurel Amateur Radio Club 147.54 link. We've got up there. That's good to see Johan. Just to mention, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club is going to be working at Riverfest on September 25th here in Laurel. October 8th and 9th, they will be doing a license class at the Fire Service Building in Prince George's County. So if you got anybody who wants to take the class, do it there. Hoping to get into the SET, going to play around tomorrow. We changed our antenna on top of the tower, the tri-bander. Got a new one up there now. And hopefully our RMS packet node will be up and working shortly. Also on October 8th from 9 till 1 at the Laurel EOC, we'll be working with the emergency manager. We have VHF, UHF, and HF in the mobile command unit that they have, so we'll be doing some practicing and playing around in that. So thank you, Marty. Back to net, WI3N.
Okay, very good, Jim. Well, there you go. Riverfest, 25th, October 8th and 9th. We got a license session going on in PG County. And October, I didn't write the date down, 9 to 1. When is the EM at the EOC Mobile Command? What date is that? You told me it was October 8th. Okay, got it. All right, very good. Thank you very much. And let's see. Next is up is going to be W3YVQ, Section Traffic Manager, Assistant Section Manager. Your words, please.
Very good, and John has me pegged, but I'm going to start off in a different domain tonight. Last year, the Programs and Services Committee of the League ordered us to adopt ICS 213 for handling traffic in the national traffic system. Of course, that message form cannot be used in a network for handling messages from point A to point B, where there are intermediate relay stations. Consequently, we negotiated with PNSC, and they concurred. And we also informed them that the ICS content, namely the block numbers and block titles, and upper and lower case characters, and all punctuation permitted in regular RFC emails, can be transmitted as body text in radio email or as text files attached to radio email. In addition, the National Traffic Systems Digital Branch, now known as the DTN or Digital Traffic Network, that began as NTSD, can handle that email formatted content derived from an ICS 213 and other ICS forms between the breaks of a radiogram. And the email formatted text part of that radiogram will pass through the digital traffic networks on PACTOR HF radio all the way system forwarding. And lastly, they did not give up on their order that we handle such traffic on voice and CW. Let me break and tell you the good news about that. There were several alternatives for dealing with ICS 213 in similar forms over amateur radio. One is, if you are talking to a station at the recipient's location, that is, at the site where the 213 is going, you can transmit the block content directly to that station without the need for any tracking or accountability information, since he's going to copy it right onto an ICS form and hand it to the addressee. But if that message has to be relayed through intermediate stations, then it must be couched in the preamble, address, text, and signature format of the radiogram or via radio email. So the problem then becomes, what do you do on CW and voice to transmit upper and lower case text with punctuation? and we either had a choice of going back to the old press radio telegraphy days and use all the two-letter abbreviations that are used to indicate such things as opening parenthesis and other punctuation, or to use pro words that were simpler to learn for folks who already are experienced in handling radiogram traffic on voice and CW. So I prepared a protocol for doing that, and we use upper and lowercase in situ commands, title case for words where the first letter is capitalized, and symbol for pro word statements, all one word, to insert the name of a punctuation mark, such as symbol for comma, symbol for percent sign, etc. And on CW, those case designators like UC for uppercase and LC for lowercase and TC for title case and S slash followed by the name of the punctuation mark can be used. That protocol is available for those who wish to become experienced in doing that. Break. So now the question is, how are you going to get all the folks in your Aries teams trained in doing that, since that's a PNSC order? And I'm glad to offer consultation and training here on Echolink on John's fine contribution to the effort, GXW-L is in Lima, and set up training for ECs or your designated representatives so that we can teach a reasonably small number of folks for all of our jurisdictions those skill levels and let them pass that information along to the rank and file at club meetings and special areas classes and nets, etc. And we can do that here on Echolink with the text box being a useful way to give examples and practice the techniques. But that also begs the standard question that John alluded to in the text box, the monthly sermon from me. I would take a wild guess that there may still be some operators here in the MDC section not familiar with the radiogram format, how to format a radiogram properly so it will be accepted into a network, and how to transmit it on voice, which is the mode most used in our Aries nets, with the appropriate words to use in the preamble, the introducers for introducing initials, figures, mixed groups, and amateur calls, and understanding the fact there are only three types of characters permitted in radiograms, uppercase letters, figures, and the normal forward slant bar. All other punctuation is spelled out. And I'd be glad to give classes on Echolink in a similar strategy to all of our jurisdictions for operating on voice with formal record traffic. During emergencies, you will have to handle formal written record traffic. So better to train now than to try and learn it when there's an emergency going on. 7-3 all, and I hope you'll participate in our MDC section nets. MEPN meets daily at 6 o'clock on HF with check-in via Echolink on GXW-L, so please join us. W3YVQ-73L. Have a good week.
Okay. I said I need a station manager to be running the equipment. Let's take a quick break here. Give me just a second. I'll be right back. Next up will be WA3TOI, Mr. Kurt. Stand by. All right. We're back on the right microphone switch again. All right. Let's go to WA3TOI, Mr. Kurt. A few words for the net this evening, please.
Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. I had to switch in the wrong position. Thanks, Marty, and good evening to all. This is Kurt, WA3TOI, Skywarn Coordinator for Anne Arundel County. Fortunately, we haven't had to do any activations recently. It's been pretty quiet. Excuse me. We could use a little bit of rain, but not thunderstorms. And I had a little bit of an unexpected expense today. I had to put a new battery in my SUV. I got to work this morning and made a stop on the way. And when I came out of the stop on the way to work, for work, the truck wouldn't start. So I ended up having to get a new battery. With that, back to you, Marty. WA3TOY.
All right. Thank you very much, Kurt. Let's move down to November India 3 Charlie. As Jim, WI3F, had mentioned, Link System and Laurel, WI3C. Anyone there? Okay. Bing, there's no one there. Let's go to WI3J, Stu. Stu, are you with us still? Go ahead, sir. Stu is coming to us via his iPad. All right, Stu, I'll come back to you in just a second. Now let's move over to Lee. Kilo Mike 3 Delta Romeo. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lee. Let's go to November 2, Oscar Mike Charlie Rob. A few words for us, Rob. All right, let's go to K3CXX. CSX. Mr. Fred, a few words, please. Oh, Fred's in listen mode only. Okay, no Mike. Very good. Good evening, all, he says. Fred, do you have anything to add, anything down in your way that you'd like me to tell everyone here? You want to text it in the box while I'm talking, and as they say, I'll hold the mic here for you in just a moment. Let's go back to November 2, Oscar, Mike, Charlie. How about Rob? You have anything? All right, nothing there. And Fred doesn't have anything else to add. Hey, let's move up to Lee, Kilo, Mike, 3, Delta, Romeo. Anything to add? Go ahead. And maybe Stu made it all the way back to his iPad, or iPod. It's an iPod, iPod Touch. Whiskey India 3 Juliet. Stu, go ahead. All right, that's all I have on my list. All right, now this is your opportunity. If I missed you somewhere along the way, you might be on the list I can't see. Do we have anyone I have not called or would like to have a moment to talk to the net? Go ahead with your call sign, please.
Kilo Bravo 3 Whiskey, Quebec, India.
KB3, Foxtrot, Delta Kilo.
All right, let's go with KB3WQI, Mr. Ed first, and then we'll go to Foxtrot, Delta Kilo after that. Go ahead, Ed.
KB3WQI in the group. It's been a long week here in Red Lion, Pennsylvania, and I thank God that the weekend is here for a little bit of a reprieve. For whatever reason, the company I'm working for is losing employees left and right, and needless to say, the workload drops to those that are still there, so it makes for rough sailing at times. But we will persevere, or we will die trying. KB3WQI, 73 is all.
Okay, Ed, thank you very much. Let's go to Foxtrot Delta Kilo. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Now, the name is Roland. They call us Whiskey 3, Foxtrot Delta Kilo. It's a word for everybody. Please write to your senators. Support House Bill 1301, Amateur Radio Parity Act. It was approved by the House last week, and so that will allow amateurs and HOAs to lease a get some antennas up that can't be restricted now. As soon as the Senate will sign it, the President will sign it, and it'll probably be a no-brainer for the Senate, but don't hurt to remind them. Thank you very much. This is Whiskey 3, Foxtrot Delta Kilo, and I'll be clear. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Roland. Thank you very much for also reminding them about 1301. All right, folks, this is the end of the net. We're a little few minutes over 9 o'clock, and I believe we're pretty much done. Is there anyone that would like to say anything else before we close for this evening and for this month? This is KB3MXM. This is the Baltimore C. I was just going to say that, Chris. This is the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink. Is there any other additional stations that has any other comments or traffic for the net? Your call sign, please. All right. Last reminder, September is preparedness month. If you haven't yet, please do. Remember all those good practices you were taught when you were young. Don't run with a knife and be ready for the storm. Okay, maybe not ready for the storm, but don't run with a knife. Get ready now. As was mentioned earlier, be prepared. Get involved. And get signed up for the monthly news. Check us out on the Internet at many locations. And as always, if you'd like more information or have any other questions, you can always email me at my call sign, Kilowatt Bravo 3 Mike, X-ray Mike at ARRL.net, or you and any of our Maryland, D.C. section staff. Everyone have a great evening. Have a safe weekend. I'll see you here next month, and please join us. 73s to all. Good night.
Hi, Marty. Let me see if I can get in on this repeater. This is N3WZU from...
Yeah, you did make it. N3WZU. You made it this time.
Hey, Marty. Yeah, I was scrolling around the band, and I was listening to you on 147 I don't know if I have the wrong, but you didn't hear me. So now I'm going through the 442-300. I'm not exactly sure what that one is off the top of my head, but I was just checking in. And hello.
Well, hello. 442-300 Annapolis repeater. PL tone 107.2 KA2JAI. Very good. You were dropping a little bit there, but we got you. Well, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you made it here at the end. We hear you just fine. I hope all is well down your way, and I'm looking forward to coming down there to your ham fest there in Hollywood, Maryland. I told everybody they need to go there. I'm telling you, it is just a jewel of a location. I'm telling you, we should be inviting every vendor. Anyway, it's a great place, guys. You guys got a great place set up down there. Anything else you need from us this evening before we close? Go ahead.
No, actually, I just got off of work about a half an hour ago, tired. But I was able to jump in here and say hello to Annapolis. Wow, I'm making it from Waldorf on UHF. Okay. Well, 7-3, we'll catch you at the Truck Fest down there in St. Mary's. N3WZ.
Okay, N3WZU, thank you very much. All right, that's it for tonight, folks. And if anybody remembers this particular phrase, light up the tubes and grab your color teenies, we're done for this evening. 7-3 is all. KB3MXM is clear.
Welcome to the WD3GXW, Echo Link, and Autopatch repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Now is good, and all men to the announcement. W3 will have it too.